Thank you for calling customer support. Please hold.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Hi, I was just trying to figure out, I saw that there were two charges on my credit card bill, and I forgot who this is. I don't even know who, what company I'm calling. So I just called the number to figure out what it was that I may have bought.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
Yeah, 90048.
And your first and last name?
Well, if I ordered it, my name is David. That's my first name, and my last name is Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S. If my
okay.
son ordered it, it would be Joseph. So it's either Joseph or David Marcus. Those are the only two names it could be. And one is
okay,
short.
And can I can you verify your mailing address for me?
Yes, 6376 Drexel, and that's Los Angeles 90048. But one is Sharp Home Products and one is Smart Life Products. So I think it's both the same company. I just don't know.
Okay. So it does look like you ordered a Pure Mini Pod and a Pure Smartwatch, and that was on 4/19/21, and that was $11.90. That was for shipping and handling for those two products.
Yeah, but they were told when I did the thing that it was $1 just for the shipping. They said there was no indication I'd be charged $59 for them.
Okay, so both of these AirPods, they were based off of a 14-day trial period. And so when you didn't call into counsel before or in the trial period, they went ahead and billed you for the mini pods and the smartwatch.
I'm very upset because that's not what it said. There was nothing about that. It was a trial period. It was like a deal, which is that it was an ad that showed up on my Bank of America account, and they indicated these are free things. You just have to pay the shipping and handling. Nothing about a trial period. Who can I complain to? I mean, this is bullshit. You know,
okay.
I'm happy to send the things back to you. I haven't used them. You know.
Okay. They were. It was also in the terms and conditions in regards to the price and for the shipping and handling for the iPod and the smartwatch. So it was in the terms and conditions when you placed that order on 4/19/21.
Look, you got to understand. When I placed any order, I didn't see anything about that it was a 14-day period and that this and this. This is all new to me. I mean, that wasn't something that I saw. I just saw the fact that it was like whatever, a buck or whatever the charge was, you know, that all I needed was to pay the mailing, that the products were nothing. That was the whole deal of this come on the thing. What do I do now? Because I haven't used the products. I don't want them, and I certainly don't want to pay for them. So what do I do now?
Okay, so just give me one moment. Let me look into your account. Okay, so it does look like that I can offer you a 35% refund.
You know, I'm sorry. That won't do it. Either you write off the whole thing or I'll send them back. Just tell me what to do with it. Don't say, oh, I'll give you a 35% refund. You don't charge me over $100 for something. Say, oh, you keep them and we'll give you a 35% refund, especially for products I didn't order that I thought I was going to pay for and that I don't need.
Okay.
I don't mean to yell at you. I apologize. I know that it's your job to answer the phone there, but it's very frustrating for me to hear this information. And then I know that you have a script that you have to follow, and the first script is to offer me a discount on holding on to the things. That's not acceptable.
Okay, so just give me one moment while I speak with my supervisor.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I've spoken with my supervisor, and they advised me that these charges are valid. And well, what they can do is offer a 50% refund, and you can keep the AirPods and the watch.
What's the address that I send them back? I don't want them. Okay, and I don't go for the 6%, first 35%, then 6%. That it's a valid charge. Of course, that's the position you're going to take, that it's a valid charge. Forget that, because what I'll do is I'll call MasterCard and I'll just tell them not to pay to make the payments because you guys committed a fraud on me. So I don't want to deal with that shit, but I'd rather that you say, okay, fine, send the stuff back to me and give me an address, or say we're going to write it off and we'll reverse the charges. Which one is it going to be? You tell
me. Okay, so on the AirPods and the iPods, they are non-refundable, so you won't be able to return them. So they're offering to give you a 50% refund.
Please, hold on. No, hold on a second. I understand that they're not refundable. I'm not asking that. I'm saying I can send them back or you can cancel the charges. Don't tell me they're not refundable. Tell me what you want me to do.
They're non-rescindable, meaning that you can't send those back.
Okay.
So as that, they're offering you the 50% refund.
Yeah, no, that's not going to cut it, okay? I mean, you charge me on these two things. I'm looking. It's $60. It's $120. You give me a 60% refund. That means you're giving me $72 back on $120, which means that you still are keeping, what am I saying? You're still keeping $50. I mean, you know, look, obviously these things cost you $1 to get. I know they're made in China. I understand that. That's fine. You know, when I got them, I said, okay, fine, that's what they're doing is a come-on. There isn't anything. I didn't realize that it was this rip-off like that. But look, are you guys prepared to cut a deal, or do you want me to complain to MasterCard and tell them to withhold payment on this? You talk to your supervisor, because I know that they have the right to waive, that they have the power to waive the whole thing and reverse the charges. So which way is it going to be?
Okay, so they're offering 50%
okay,
a refund amount.
You're going to go back. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead and finish what you're going to say. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Okay, so they're offering you a 50% refund on both of those products, and then you can keep the products.
Okay, I don't want the products. I want to send them back to you, and I want 100% of what you charge me refunded to my credit card bill.
Okay, so both for the watch and for the mini pods, they're not rescindable, and you are unable to send those products back. So they're offering you 50%.
Okay, look.
Refund to keep those products.
Neither product has been opened. They were taken out of the box they came in, but I didn't open them. I didn't try them. There's nothing like that. So that's not an issue in terms of that. Okay, I know you don't want to get them back because obviously they sell this junk and then they rip off people by charging for it. If you're not in a position where, as I sit here and talk to you today on the phone, where you can reverse the charges on this and give me all my money back, please, let me talk to somebody at your company who has that power. I know somebody has that power. I don't want to waste my time or your time if I'm going to just get a script from you. Oh, we'll give you 35% off. It's not refundable. We'll give you 60% off. I want the money back, and I don't care about the products.
Okay, so they're still offering you that 50% because these charges are valid and it was stated in the terms and condition in regards to both of those products, sir.
Okay, may I please speak to whoever you're talking to as your supervisor, because it's clear that they have a script that you're following and they don't allow you to deviate from it. So let me talk to somebody who's got the power to waive the 100% charges. Somebody at your company's got that power.
So just give me one moment.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so just give me one moment. I'm getting ready to transfer you now.
Thank you.